and welcome to Dear Pop Culture Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about pop culture that is dear to us. Brought to you by Comedy Here Often Podcast Network. Today, I am Gina Harms. I'm the host. Today I'm joined by a very exciting, lovely guest, a comedian that I love. It's Alicia Tobin. Hi.
Hi, Gina. How's it going?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. It's nice. I love recording in the morning. This is like a dream for me.
It's so nice. Yeah, I've done a few, like, I kind of record whenever, because it's just me, so I can do it, like, work around other people's schedules, but I prefer this. Yeah.
So nice. I feel like this is the time of the day that I actually have energy, so I apologize in advance for how silly I'm going to be.
I love it. Yeah, because you guys record your podcasts at night usually, right?
Yeah, we always have recorded it at night with few exceptions. There's a couple of times, like just on people's schedules or people being in from out of town, like when we record in person.
Yeah.
And I really, on those episodes, I'm so loud.
I'm
such a dick the entire time. I'm so excited to see people in the morning. It's my dream. Like, I love meeting people for breakfast. That's like my favorite thing to do.
Yes, I miss that so much.
Yeah. One day, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So how have you been? What's going on?
Well, you know, somebody sent me this really like sweet, sort of self-helpy meme-y thing before we started. And I just want to give the right person credit. Somebody named Brandon K. Good wrote this. And I told my friend that I'm emotionally hitting a wall. And she said, sometimes walls are there so we can lean on them and rest. I can't even begin to express how much I really needed to hear that. And I think like over the past couple of weeks, I started to hit that wall. Mm-hmm. With isolation and monotony. Like, I love routine, but this is, you know, of course, this is a routine I would gladly give up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm tired of also kind of just judging people and trying to figure out human nature.
Yes.
And a lot of people are like, they're pointing fingers and they're blaming people, which of course, but I think people hit their limits a long time ago. And also, we don't live in a culture that's built on supporting each other. So to call on us to like be like great neighbors and great people and put other people first. Well, what's not really the fabric of our culture? It's so weird to constantly hear this stuff. And it's like, that is the exact opposite message we get constantly.
Right. You know? It's just like, worry about yourself. Like,
yeah, like no one's going to take care of you but you and capitalism, etc. Like, Yeah,
I mean, it's exhausting.
Yeah, you've been working pretty much the entire time.
Yeah, I've been working, and that's it's like nice to get out of the house, but it's like, yeah, just so weird that it's like it's on us now to just be like, hey, wear a mask, like do this, and it's like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Like you work in a small cafe, right?
Uh huh. Yeah, so for the most part, people are fine. But yeah, it's just like weird stuff that it's like just this extra stress that you're like, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah, even just taking the bus is stressful, right? Or taking the train.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty bad beforehand.
Yeah, honestly, like even beforehand, like I would walk to work sometimes and just like notice that my mental health was so much better.
For sure. It gives you I used to walk to one of my terrible jobs and it was a 7 kilometer walk there and a 7 kilometer walk back. And sometimes I'd do both because I was so broke. But it also, the days that I did walk there, I was a lot better kind of set up for what was about to happen, which was weird management, weird customers. Not always, but yeah, I always felt a little bit like more relaxed when I showed up as opposed to fuck this place again.
Yeah, totally. You have to like mentally prepare yourself for work.
Yeah, of course. It's work. It's not like a fun party.
No. Yeah, exactly.
If it were, we would be a lot happier. Oh, boy.
True.
Well, I really love to put the mood in the toilet.
You know, we like to stay grounded.
Stay grounded. Like, I'm always like, oh, I can make this funny. And then I'm like, oh, no, I cannot make this funny. Uh-oh, well, I'm sorry.
It's always bad when I start with, like, how are you? Because right now it's like nobody is
good. There was like a couple of things on like social recently where moms were like, I'm actually having my best life and stuff like that. And boy. It was like, I watched those giraffes get taken down by a couple of lions. And I was like, yeah, shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody cares. Like, that's great, you rich person. Yeah. It's been easier for you, for sure. We get it.
Yeah, that's so insane. Well, what have you been like into pop culture wise lately?
The weirdest thing about I love television. I don't know if you knew this about me, but I watch it constantly. I never listen to podcasts because I have to think when I listen to them. But TV, it does the thinking for me. Which is great. And I've watched two complete series, Shonda Rhimes series. One was How to Get Away with Murder.
Nice.
And the other one was Scandal, which I've finished in a month. And I think it's 7 seasons and 20 episodes.
Yeah, season. That's the thing about like network shows. It's like, yeah, 20 to 25 episodes a season is like a lot.
Yeah, and I don't even like really, in the end, like the series and like most of the characters kind of redeem themselves.
Right.
And I got what I wanted in the end, which is the two characters that I want to stay in love. And that's the hook for me. Like, I'm such a hopeless romantic that I will watch a show that I'm not really crazy about. Although, I mean, I'm crazy about some of the actors for sure. Just because I'm horny for that couple to stay together, you know?
Yes. I watched Scandal. I actually never finished. I don't think I watched the last season because I was watching it like while it was on.
Well, I just ruined it for you.
No, it's fine. I mean, spoilers for like anyone else. Like, I didn't like the president. I hated him. I didn't want them to be together.
Yeah, I was really horny for him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is about him.
I get it, but it's just like those moments when he was just like a dick, and I was like,
oh yeah, he's like, they're all terrible.
Yeah, they're all terrible, I guess.
Yeah. And Katie Ellen Humphries was like, oh yeah, like you must really enjoy the fashion. I was like, no, I don't actually, because it's a little bit dated and it's like very business. And I was like, it's not really my thing. But
yeah, that's interesting. Because, yeah, the fashion, it is great. But yeah, very business. Like, yeah, they're.
Yeah, if I were going to dress like anyone on the show, I'd dress like the president.
Yeah.
Like, he always has a great wool sweater. I'm like, that's wonderful.
That's
I love
true.
Your wool sweater. Yeah, he's got that like that rich boy thing.
Right.
Yeah.
The casual wear.
Yeah, he was nailing it.
But yeah, I don't want a white coat, a white pea coat.
Yeah, I mean, it looks amazing on her. But I mean, what doesn't? Kerry Washington's like probably one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Honestly, yeah.
And I think her acting was great. Like, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really did like that show. There's someone pointed out to me that everyone kind of talks. The way they talk on that show is like this, and everybody does it.
How to Get Away with Murder had a similar situation where it's like, no one talks like this. What's happening here?
Yeah, it's so funny.
It's very stressful to watch, you know?
Yeah.
But if you don't really care what happens, it was really good for shutting off my brain at that time during the pandemic. Cause I was like, I don't want to think about anything except the show. Which and then the other show I just finished was Search Party.
Oh, I just watched that too.
Yeah, and that was I thought it was so great and upsetting, and I had to take a break after the first season because two reasons. Shows that I was the same with Broad City, which is an odd comparison, but. The watching characters in their 20s try to sort out their lives stresses me out so much. It's such a tough time. And like, so you throw in all of like the ridiculous plot twists or plots in like Broad City, that's fine. But some of them were kind of close to home. I was like, my life in my 20s was a mess. Like every day was a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Search Party had that sort of thing too, where I was like, I want these people to not be in trouble. And
yeah, it's like, just stop. Just stop.
Yeah, please stop. Like, there's a way out of this. Like, things will be okay. Yeah. But also the fashion in that show is like just exquisite, and the set design.
A lot.
And it's so funny. So funny.
It's so fun. It's such a great idea. Just like, yeah, just yeah. these people who make the everything about them. It's ridiculous. I watched in the earlier pandemic, I watched the series Girls. I had never seen like the full series. I watched that with my roommate, and it was like a similar. I was like, I can't. When we finished it, I don't. She'll like watch it. It's her comfort show, and I'm like, it is not comfortable for me. Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm out of this. This is horrible. They're horrible people.
Yeah, in my late teens and early 20s, I knew and hung out with some girls that were like that.
Totally.
And they came from like a lot of privilege, and they were very just kind of destructive in a strange way. And then like I was more working class, and there are times where like I related slightly to a character, but very rarely.
Yeah.
And it was really stressful, and they're all bad people. Like, you don't know. Yeah, you don't know really who to like in that show.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Yeah, maybe. What's her name? The one who went to Japan at the end.
Oh, yeah. She was pretty great.
Yeah, she was like the most like
Shosh. I think her name is Shosh. Shosh.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because she kind of. Probably because they were kind of like piled on her, and then she was like, wait, you all suck. And it was like, yeah, I love that.
And she was so giving.
Yeah.
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 The other show that I really like is Insecure. Have you watched that yet?
Yes, I love Insecure.
Yeah, I feel like that the characters in that show are like way more relatable than the characters in Girls. And like there's a, like the friendships are different. Like all of the friends in Girls are kind of the same. They kind of all grew up the same way.
Yeah.
And the circumstances, I find Insecure to be probably one of the best written shows out there.
It's really good. And like, I've heard people talk about this, but like in the last season, how like they really just explore like the friendship and like the friendship kind of when there's a rift between friends, and it's like really well done.
Yeah. And Issa Rae was saying that she hadn't expected people to be. To take sides the way that they did in the public, like,
oh yeah,
and how invested people became, and I thought that was really interesting. But I think that sort of that's the most important relationship that the two of them have in the course of the series is really powerful too, and that they get back to each other, because yeah, like dating people kind of come and go, but if you can hang on to those relationships, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah,
with totally. Your best friends, even if you like go through a shitty time or an extended shitty time, seems like they're going to come out of it. And I hope that she gets together with the barber.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know,
for sure.
I'm watching it for other reasons, but I would like to see that happen because I think he's really sweet.
Yeah, I like that show, like all the guys that they date on that show are also very good looking.
Oh
like.
My God. Everyone in the show is so incredibly good looking.
Yeah, it's true. The women too.
But every single guy that Issa's character dates is unbelievably hot.
Yeah. I actually also, I've just been kind of rewatching some of the Mindy Project, and I'm like, man, she gets to date so many hot guys too. I'm like, that's the dream. Just like create your own show and cast all of these men to be your love interests.
I never finished watching the Mindy Project.
Oh, I really
loved
liked
the first
it.
Few seasons. And then I just kind of, this is fun for listeners. I just lost track of it. So maybe I should go back to it.
Yeah, I thought it was like really well done, like throughout the whole thing. And like, because I think she said she was like, usually you like want to keep the show going and people say like, don't like your character have a baby, like don't do these, don't let the couple get together too soon. She's like, I wanted to explore like, what if they did? Like, what if we just did that?
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, yeah. To go back to Search Party, like what characters do you like on Search Party? I mean, they're all insane, but.
Well, I really love Dory's character.
Yeah.
I mean, her hair as well, if that was just a character. I think she's such a good actor, but I really loved her boyfriend as well. And her, but oh, I don't yeah. know, I loved everybody in the core friend group. And, I really hated Chantal. Like, yes. they did such an amazing job of making her so unlikable and yeah. so funny. Like, when she writes the book about her family. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
And yeah. Icola Scola. I think that's his last name, right? Yeah. His character, he really is terrifying in that.
Yeah, he's really yeah. good.
He There's is a like, scene where he can't get the ice cream he wants and he has a tantrum and I'm just like, fuck. Yeah. Like, I don't even, yeah. There was just so many uncomfortable moments that were exquisite and...
They play it, like, so real that it's like... I was trying to describe it to my friend because, like, I had heard about the show and I heard... Everyone just said it was so funny, so I was expecting, like... a laugh a minute, like joke, but it's really like they just build the tension and it's weird and then something so crazy will happen that you just laugh and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, there's so many jokes that are just part of the character's personality. Yeah. And in one of the final episodes, someone's giving, I don't want to spoil it, but someone's giving a memorial. And when I look back on the writing of that memorial and the actor character is like, and because I'm an actor and drops that she's an actor several times, it's oh, yeah. so funny. And if you, as you would know, if you have friends who are young actors, it's a thing. It's a real thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And one of my, yeah, I think that I just think everything in that show was so good. And I was surprised, mm-hmm. like, where the last season went. It was really a lot of, like, they really just went with whatever they decided to. It was going to be so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It would. Yeah. Just that there's just, like, no shows like it. It really just like, whoa. Yeah.
And then just another shout out to the costume designer for that show. Yeah. So well done. Yeah, I loved it. It sort of also was a relief that it was over, though, and there was closure because it was a stressful watch. And the character yeah. of the neighbor downstairs is really fascinating, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The twin? Person did,
yeah, the twin. Like, at one part, I realized I was sort of feeling bad for her. Then I remembered that she's a terrible person.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So there's sort of this redemption for Dory's character that, you know, there's really bad stuff happens, but it happened to bad people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, this is one. Oh, there's so many jokes. I just don't want anyone who's listening to this who hasn't watched it to.
Yeah, go watch it. Go watch Search Party.
So funny. And it's so dark. Like, if you're in a bad place, you might not want to watch it.
Right. Yeah. 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 Well, we can move into the next part of the podcast, which is
sure.
more of the nostalgia stuff. Yeah. So what were some things that you were into growing up?
When I was, I guess I was always a little bit into comedy growing up, but you know, like I am in my mid 40s. And so comedy was still like, I mean, it still is probably for a lot of teenagers, but SNL, Kids in the Hall, we'd still listen to comedy albums sometimes. But that gave way to models. Like, I loved modeling and the idea of modeling and all of the supermodels in the 90s, like Christy Turlington and Linda Evangelista and Naomi Campbell and Elle McPherson. And for some reason, I spend a lot of time on Instagram, most likely because it's highly addictive. But yeah, I also, in my suggested feed, often get like just pictures of supermodels. And I'm like, oh, yeah, these these people.
Yeah. No, I love that that era, the iconic supermodels, because it's so weird because it's like. Now it's actresses on the covers of magazines.
Yeah.
And so it's like not really the same. I'm sure it's, you know, whatever. There's Instagram is now the thing. But yeah, like, I don't know. It's it was so cool growing up. Even I, yeah, I was obsessed for a time with like the Victoria's Secret models. Like,
oh yeah, that was definitely, that was after, I'm glad that was after my generation.
Yeah, this is a lot.
Those runway shows were just hilarious.
They got just more and more insane. And when they like started televising them, it was like, yeah. what? And they had, because at first it was just like, they have wings, they're angels. But then they get more and more weird, intricate, like wings that are made out of different things. And it was like, what?
I think I've only been into a Victoria's Secret maybe twice or three times in my life.
Yeah.
But I feel like they were the creator. Were they the creator of the water bra?
Oh.
Do you remember that? It was a padded bra and the pads were made out of a pocket of liquid.
Yeah. Did you have one?
No. For the listener, I really don't need any padding. But I can remember my friends getting them and they're just basically like a push-up bra, but the whole thing was that there's water in them. And I was like, well, what happens if you fall on them? And then that was also ridiculous, too, because when you fall, you don't fall right on your boobs.
Right.
Yeah. But
it is weird, though.
Yeah. It was a good gimmick. I think it really, I always like wonder like how, when somebody floated that idea at a marketing meeting, you can never predict how successful something will be, like a water bra.
Yeah, truly. Like, it's or weird to
song.
Think.
The song was just, like, such a huge deal.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God,
they
all
existed before they became popular. Like, I know I had one for, like, my high school graduation.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, a garment that, like, you would need for certain occasions. It existed. But then it became, like, everyday underwear. I was like, whoa, this is cool. It's so small.
Yeah. Goes up your butt.
Yeah, that's normal. That's comfortable. Sure, add some lace. That can't make it worse. Oh, it did.
Yeah. It's funny, even now people are like, oh, like, yeah, we wear thongs every day. And I don't know. Like, they're like, yeah, because of like underwear lines. I'm like, who cares if I have underwear lines? Like, I'm wearing underwear.
Yeah. I think it's... Yeah, that's because I am wearing underpants. But there's also thong lines, like in defense of panty lines. There's a thong line, and I think, you know, you have to decide which one you're willing to live with.
Yeah, yeah, true. Comfort or
yeah, and I think that they're super comfortable for some people. So
yeah, some people are just you just get used to it. Yeah. Did you have like a favorite model specifically in the?
Oh yeah. It was, well, it was a tie between Christy Turlington and Linda Evangelista. Mm. And I cut my hair really short. I would buy the makeup from their L'Oreal ads.
Yes.
I would always try and dress like them, which is very difficult when you're a 16-year-old girl living in the suburbs of Quebec.
Right.
But yeah, I just thought they were so cool.
Yeah.
And so, and I loved fashion, even though, like, you know, it's the furthest thing from my life. It was a really great escapism. And nothing really factored in because, like, the culture of, like, dieting and, I mean, a lot of those models at the time were, you know, grappling with really serious addictions as well, which contributed to them being so, so thin. And I think Kate Moss was the kind of changing of the guards, and she was really known for being, like, heroin. I think it was called Heroin Chic.
Yes, Heroin Chic.
Like, what a time. Yeah, what a weird time.
That was the thing to aspire to. It's like, that's literally like the body of a drug addict. I don't know.
Yeah. And it's naturally, obviously, like lots and lots of people are naturally very slender and lots of people are naturally very curvy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't until like 5 years ago that that became even something the media might consider. It was that women were going to be a size zero.
Right.
But I just thought that their lives, they created, like, they were part of, like, creating something so beautiful for, you know, their careers. And I didn't really understand beyond that, like, any of the other implications of that. But I really loved that escapism of, like, looking through magazines.
Yeah, just the glamour.
And, yeah, and they'd be in videos and.
Oh, yeah. In the George Michael videos.
It's still such a beautiful video.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and one I love George Michael more than I did back then. Like, I really, you know, could have spent more time being a fan, for sure, because he's so incredible.
Right. Yeah. Was it Linda Evangelista who said she wouldn't get out of bed for less than $10,000 a day? Was it her?
Yeah, and I believe that they were misquoted. I think that quote is kind of like the let them eat cake quote as right. well.
Really taken out of context.
But it's also, so what? Like, also $10,000, yeah. like now when like a Kardashian makes, you know, $1 million for something so stupid.
Yeah.
They knew their worth, right? And they were shamed for it.
That's such a good point.
Yeah, like they're selling like Calvin Klein underpants, which costs like a dollar to make, and making millions of dollars, contributing to like huge marketing campaigns that would make millions of dollars. So if they're getting out of bed for $10,000, good for them. What a good gig. And it's short lived. It's like being like an athlete. Like, you're not going to work for your whole life, most likely. Some of them have continued to some degree, but that was their time to make money.
But yeah, it's like by the time they're like 30, they're just like, they're not walking runways anymore. They're not.
Yeah. Or it's like, they're crazy. Like, oh, they'll do like a special, like, oh, here she is, the old hag. And she's just 30.
Yeah. They it's like, oh, she looks so good. Like, right. Oh, my God.
I think also that one of my like all time favorites is Helena Christensen. And she was in.
Oh,
what was that video? I forget. But she's like so gorgeous. She, I'm sure, made the song even more popular. But I followed her on Instagram for a while, and then I unfollowed her because she's too beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like,
it's hard.
I'm like, actually, we're the same age. Yeah. Stop it.
I followed a few. I'm trying to think of who I followed. I think I followed Christie Brinkley.
Oh, bold choice.
Yes. Just because, well, I followed like a few of them just to like, I don't know, you know, I followed everyone for a while. And then, but she's like very, just has a garden, and she's just like, nice. I made drinks with my kids. And it's like, I don't know, it's cute. Of course, she's, still looks like a supermodel, incredible, but.
Yeah, I mean, she's had the life to support that, right? And the genes. I was reading up about Billy Joel for no reason in particular. And as you know, he was married to Christie Brinkley. But he was dating Elle Macpherson when they got together. And I was like, God, that guy got a lot of model pussy.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's crazy. Was Billy Joel like particular? I'm like, was he like really good looking?
Well, that's the question. I was talking about it, I think, with Graham Clark, and he's like, wow, he's like such a schlub. And I was like, he wasn't a schlub. He was pretty cute. I definitely think that he would be cute to us at this time too. And plus, he's so talented. Like,
that's talent when goes, it always
goes a really long way for a short man.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah.
So he is such a huge deal. He's a huge star. So
yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I guess it doesn't really matter if he was good looking. It's like he's one of the biggest musicians of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. Is Mick Jagger good looking? It's arguable, you know?
Yeah. True.
And it doesn't also like, it doesn't really matter if he, it doesn't matter at all. This whole conversation is me being like, I love models, but looks don't matter. Okay. I love it's the way they
complicated.
Look. Yeah, it's the same thing. Complicate. Yeah, I was into like comedy and like fashion, and I thought supermodels were cool. And in terms of music, I love the Pet Shop Boys, and I've recently been listening to them again. And did you grow up in the suburbs as well? Like, did you, or were you a city kid?
No, I grew up in Kamloops, very small neighborhood.
Dry.
Yeah, very dry. I was just telling someone when I moved to Vancouver, a lot of people were like, oh, you're going to move there, it's so rainy. And I was like, yeah, but I love the rain. And like, that's because it only would rain in Kamloops for like half a day once every 3 months.
Yeah. And then now it would evaporate right away.
Yeah, it's gone.
And how do you feel about the rain now?
I don't know. Like, sometimes I don't mind it, but it, I don't like when you have to go somewhere and you have to wait for the bus, and then it's like you have an umbrella, but it's raining sideways. Like,
yeah. I find that, like, I'm constantly in search of the right waterproof garments, and not, you know, I have water resistant things that are kind of, they look good. And then if I want to make the jump to waterproof, I'm like, oh no, I don't.
Yeah.
This is not me.
Yeah. I bought a raincoat last year for the first time. I've lived here for like 6 years, and it's like a long, oh, bright orange raincoat.
Oh,
and I was like,
nice.
I'm just going to have to, you know, own that look.
That's so smart too, because it's so difficult for people to see, like drivers to see pedestrians in the rain here,
yes.
Especially where it rains all the time and you think people would be looking, but they're not. I, of course, bought my raincoat in a nice camel color.
Ooh.
So no one will see me before they get me. I'll just be a brown blob.
God, I had, well, I mean, I got hit by a car like over a year ago.
I'm so sorry. Why did I bring this up?
No, that's kind of why. It was a clear day when I got hit, and like, you know, it was like bright and sunny, and I was wearing like denim. I was like, so that wasn't the problem. But I was gonna say, when I was at the hospital, a lot of the nurses or whoever would hear that I got hit by a car, and they'd be like, oh yeah, you know, you have to dress visibly. But I was like, you're victim blaming me for this, for getting hit by a car.
Yeah, like that's the last thing you need. And you were like, yeah, what dicks. You know, my best friend is a nurse, and I apologize if you're listening to this, Mika, but some nurses are dicks. And I think part of it is that they are just like on their feet most of the day processing like trauma and personalities. It's very customer service heavy kind of role in the medical field. But very opinionated. Sometimes you're like, I don't need to hear this right now.
Totally.
Yeah. Now's not the time. You didn't have to do anything differently. The driver had to not hit you.
Exactly. Yeah, that's all it was.
That was their one job.
But I think that is part of the reason I bought a bright orange coat, because I'm like, well, sure. I don't want this to happen again.
Yeah, I bought a bright orange coat. Like, it's a jacket. It's a shell for walking the dog, and it's so ostentatious. And it's great. And it was exactly for that reason, because there's no way, like, anyone's going to see Hank in the dark.
Right.
And so he has a light-up collar and a red harness, and it has reflectors, and I wear this orange jacket. I'm like, this,
nice.
If anyone does hit us, it's their fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Nice. I wanted to ask, because I read your book, which was, which I loved.
Thank you.
There's one of the essays that like really stuck with me is when you are going to do a dance to Tina Turner. Private dancer.
Yeah.
You're like a little kid. Did you like love Tina Turner?
I think it was one of the first tapes my mom let me buy.
Yeah.
Like, I was pretty young. And I still like Tina Turner. But at that time, she was having this huge career revival. Like, I guess, like, I think she was very popular in the 70s. And then in the 80s, she had this big comeback. And I mean, she's like such an incredible performer. And I was a huge fan, as big as a fan between, you know, 7 and 8 and 9, as you could get with your one tape. And not understanding any of the lyrics, of course, and still struggling for some of these concepts in my adult life.
Right.
Okay, still, I'll listen to something and... I'm like, why did I never think about these lyrics before? I have been listening to this song my entire life.
Oh, I do that too. I think lyrics are sometimes the last thing that I listen to. I'm like, I like the beat. I'm singing along, but I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah. So that, you know, did not change after that life event.
Yeah, I love that.
But the it's the same thing with like a virgin is, you know, that's it's kids have no idea what's going on. And it's great. Yeah. So I had no idea what that song was about. Like, I kind of understood the concept of virginity through a Christian, like a Catholic upbringing.
Right.
But I didn't understand what intercourse was.
Mm-hmm.
So like a virgin, like just to me probably meant something along. So like she'd never kissed a boy before or she'd never given birth to Christ. I don't know. You right. know, it wasn't something that at that point in my life really needed a lot of explaining. And yeah. you know, kids didn't, parents did not mind seeing us sing or dance to that music because they didn't have any concerns about what we were possibly thinking because we're just dumb.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Yeah, it's like, who cares? Like, they don't know what they're singing.
Yeah. To like my best friend Sherry from my childhood and I, like, we were like so sassy and so confident that we understood things. And like, they just must have laughed at us constantly. Our parents. Just right. like, look at these two. They think they've got the world by its tail. We did not. Yeah.
No. did you have a celebrity crush growing up? Like, any posters on your walls?
I had a Guns N' Roses poster.
Ooh.
Yeah. I also had a Rob Lowe poster, but only because it was given to me for free from the video store. And so I just did what any kid was supposed to do, which was to put up a picture.
Yeah.
And, but like, I didn't particularly like Rob Lowe, but I didn't have any other art that was my own. So Rob Lowe went up and then he came down for a Guns N' Roses poster. And I was a Slash girl. I thought Slash was the cutest. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And I've since read his autobiography and I take it back. I take it back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'll never know the real Slash, but reading his through his own words, don't think he's a, I don't know. Like, I don't know how many drugs I would have to do to make those choices. Maybe not a lot, but
right.
Yeah, it's different. Like, it was a different time. I'm sure it's still the same, actually. I'm sure people that can have whatever experience they want when you're like that famous. But
yeah, I kind of wonder because like before though it was like glorified like rock stars,
yeah,
trash like the hotel room,
treat women like garbage,
yeah. Now it's and secret.
Yeah, there's people that clean it up a lot, even better than before for sure.
Yeah,
that information I gleaned from Scandal. I do right. not know for sure that it's true.
Exactly, that is based. Scandal is based in truth.
I'm worried that it is, but that's just based on a year of being very isolated.
I mean, the original, like, pilot story about, like, I don't, it's, like, kind of based on Monica Lewinsky, isn't it?
Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
Olivia Pope is based on a real person, apparently.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I forget her name. She worked during the Bush administration. I don't remember.
Fascinating.
Yeah,
I love it.
People, there are professional fixers that actually, apparently there's a new show on Prime that's about like that kind of in the entertainment world.
Oh, I would love that.
It's called Flack. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, I heard it's just okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's something to watch, right?
True, exactly.
Yeah. Who was your celebrity crush?
God, I feel like I had a lot.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I was actually the type of little kid who, like, any, like, person that I thought was cute, I was like, I'm going to marry him.
Aww.
yeah. There was actually, I've talked about, like, a few on this podcast, but one that I haven't talked about was a hockey player.
Oh.
Yeah, because the Kamloops Blazers, the like
WA. Did they all wear a blazer?
No, surprisingly. The WHL team there was like really good in the 90s. So a lot of them like moved on to the NHL. So Darcy Tucker did move on to the NHL, but they would always introduce him at those hockey games like, Darcy Tucker! And I was going to marry Darcy Tucker.
Yeah, why not? Where is he now? Where is Darcy Tucker now?
That's a great question. I haven't thought about him in a long time.
I've definitely had a hockey player crush as well. I forget his name now. He turned out to be, he played for Boston. And then when Boston defeated the Canucks, it turned out like some stuff came out about what a shitty dude he was. But he's so like the awful type that I'm drawn to, like a redhead, kind of a dick. Slash, yeah. Terrible taste. Yeah, I really love like those testosterone-y dudes.
Yeah. I mean, there's something about them.
Yeah, I get that. Destroy your pussy. Yeah. Are we allowed to swear on this?
Oh yeah.
Oh good.
Yeah. It's so funny. Like I just thought about Slash again. I'm like, I don't even really know what he looks like because it's like the hair and the sunglasses and the top hat. I'm like, I actually have no idea really.
He's actually pretty cute. Like he was pretty cute.
Yeah.
As they were really young when they became famous too, like in their early 20s.
Yeah, actually, I just saw pictures of Axel from that time. I'm like, he was a very pretty boy.
Yeah. And that was the thing too, like glam rock was a really big thing when they came out. So like Poison and I was like, that's such a strange time in music. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that I know enough about music to say that it was a good time in music. And I don't mean to offend anybody, but I don't know enough about music other than to say that there's a lot of songs from that time I really enjoy. And I'm not sure like if it's nostalgia or is it that it's actually good? But one example of that's not good and I thought was really good when I was a kid, like a kid was Bon Jovi. And I'm like, that's not really that good. That music is not very good.
Yeah, that's so funny. My mom really likes Bon Jovi. But yeah, I think maybe like Wanted Dead or Alive is like a fun one. But
yeah,
now I'm trying to think of Bon Jovi songs. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of.
I really liked U2 as well. Like I have to say, like U2 is I really loved U2 as a kid and a teenager. And yeah. Now I'm like, yeah, I still really like some of their songs. But when someone's like, I hate you too, I'm like, that's fine. I'm not going to defend this band that I know for sure I have this huge emotional connection to.
Right.
So go for it.
I think they're good. I really like music from that time. I actually often put on like an 80s playlist at work because I'm like, this is perfect, like upbeat. Yeah, feel good music usually.
Yeah, that's what I do. Like I'll clean the house and put on an 80s playlist. Yeah. And every once in a while, I was saying to my friend Lori, the weird thing about the 80s playlist that I have an Alexa, so I just yell at Alexa to play an 80s thing. And like three or four songs into this one mix, the machine always suggests they play a Peter Gabriel song called Biko, about a human rights activist that was murdered in the 80s, I believe. And there's a movie about him and Peter Gabriel raised money. It's a beautiful song. But I'm like, I did not ask to hear Biko when I'm trying to clean my house. Like it's such a sad song, such an incredibly sad time. And
you're like, yeah. I don't.
Which brings me to forever crush Peter Gabriel.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely had a big crush on him. And it continues. Like, he was very handsome and very talented. Mm-hmm. And a jerk. So.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a real jerk to Sinead O'Connor. So, and I was obsessed with Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, yeah. The SNL moment.
It was so powerful.
Yeah.
To be like a little girl watching this powerful young woman. And, you know, she wasn't wrong. She wasn't wrong at all. She was just made to feel wrong. And so powerful how the media can turn on somebody.
Ugh, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, we have reached near the end.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, just to end on that. But I always like to end with some like quick questions.
Sure.
Okay, so I ask everybody this, but which Spice Girl are you?
That's a good question. I guess probably Posh.
Ooh, the fashion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really identify with any of them, but Posh makes me Posh makes me laugh the most.
Honestly, she is funny.
She's so funny. Like the whole bit is so great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, and then which Madonna era is your favorite, or like which would you want to like, I don't know, live in that style?
I really love that video. I think it's called Hung Up.
Oh, and yeah.
It came like out
the,
like maybe
the disco.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Although she had like some moody kind of electro style stuff come out in the mid 90s. And I liked, for me, like Madonna, although I actually think she's well deserving of all of her success. She never had that hook for me. That I think she probably had for a lot of other kids. But yeah, I would go with the Hung Up. I think that was just one of the best videos. It's still one of the best videos.
That's such a good one. Nice. Yeah, I really like the 90s like Ray of Light.
Oh yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, you're right. She really had hit like her stride at that point.
Yeah, it's like just crazy to like go through and go back to like all of her, and like she really did like change so much. Like props to her for just evolving.
And she's a great example of how like some people like older generations can adapt to social media.
Yeah,
like she's always doing something dumb, and they're like, this is not good.
Yeah, her selfies are really bad.
It's a real art form, you know?
It's true.
You know, either you get it or you don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly. Okay, and then I want to ask, like, if you could be on a reality show, I usually say, like, the big or four original, like, either Survivor, Big Brother, Amazing Race, or American Idol.
Oh, God, these are terrible.
Well, you can pick a different one if you want. But I just like those. I feel like, you know, we're like the reality TV start.
I wouldn't be good at them. Can I have the list again? It's Survivor. Absolutely not.
Big Brother.
No way.
American Idol. And
American Idol is the one where you just need to have a talent. Oh, no, you have to sing.
You just have to sing.
Okay.
But I mean, you could just say America's Got Talent, I guess.
I'm going to go Survive. What's the one? Amazing Race. I'm going to go with Amazing Race because I would get to be with a friend. And I think like paired with the right person, I could probably get a few episodes in.
Yeah.
I don't think I could win it because I'm not good at a lot of stuff.
Yeah, like I feel like that any of them, you have to just have an insane, I don't know.
I think that one looks like it's the most fun, you know?
Well, because even if you make it to only one episode, it's like you usually get to travel somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the only one. American Idol, I would love to know how to sing, but I don't. And so just even the idea of going to the audition, it just stressed me out. And Big Brother, I find very disturbing. Although I watched the first few seasons because it was so fascinating.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I haven't watched it in years, but.
And it's still on, right?
Yeah.
The one I would want to be on now is Love Island, where they, like, that one, really loved it.
Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah. And I liked the American season two that was on last year. I really loved it. Just really cheered me up.
Yeah, that was like a perfect kind of quarantine watch.
Yeah, more of that show, please.
Yeah. Why not? Like, they can do that. They can quarantine people.
Several of the people genuinely seem to like each other, and I was like, that's nice.
Yeah, it's different than... I think I've watched the UK one, and I feel like they're much more, like... It's much more dramatic, and they're willing to, like, on the American one, they're, like, nicer to each other, but on the UK one, they're just really, like, I'm here for myself, and I don't know.
British reality shows are intense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. There was one... Oh, well, you were asking me questions, not asking me to go off on it.
No, that's okay.
There was one where they meet the parents that was on Netflix, and it was British, and it was pretty intense. Anyways, I'll send you the name afterwards.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That sounds good. No, that was the last question that I had. So that's the end. Where can people find you?
You can follow me on Twitter if you like. Don't sign up for Twitter now. It's a cesspool.
But I'm already on it.
Alicia A. Tobin. You can buy my book or you can get it from the library. It's called So You're a Little Sad, So What? Nice Things to Say to Yourself on Bad Days and Other Essays. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a memoir in different essays. And you could follow my Outfit of the Day account, Farmer Ma'am, on Instagram.
Ooh.
Or you could follow me on Instagram, but you have to send me a private message if your account's private, and then tell me you're not a creep, and then somehow convince me. So it's very complicated.
That's fair.
And you can listen to my podcast, Retail Nightmares, and you can listen to the back episodes of a podcast I do with a friend of mine named Kevin Lee called Super Sick Podcast.
Nice. Yeah.
So I guess there's a lot of places.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, and then for me, the podcast, you can follow along at Dearest Pop Culture on Instagram. And just please rate and subscribe and tell your friends and all that good stuff. That's it. Okay, we love you. Bye.
Bye.